Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. It is now time for Inside Matters, Spiritual Talk, Healing Done Right, Spiritual Growth, 12-Step Indigo Meditation, and much, much more, hosted by Duchess and Jules.
That's us. It's Sunday the 16th of November. It's time for Inside Matters Talk. This is Duchess, and I'm so happy to be here. I'm grinning from ear to ear. This is the month of November, and I want you to know a new portal opened up on the 11/11th, and it's been an interesting month for everyone. The energy has been high. The energy has been confusing. The energy has driven a lot of us wacky and bonkers, and we've been like mixed all around and turned all around. But if we're doing the right things and if we've been listening to Inside Matters Talk, we know that this energy cannot affect us in a negative way. It will try, but we won't allow it. And that's 11/11. If you know the significance of the numbers 11/11, you'll be grinning from ear to ear, because mystics say that 11/11, whenever you see those two numbers together like that, whether it's on an address or you see a clock and it's 11:11 a.m. or 11:11 p.m., that's a wink from your creator. That's a significant sign that blessings are all around you and the universe is sending you lots of blessings. And be aware of what's going on around you, because things aren't as bad as they may seem, and they are getting better, whether you realize it or not. This is also a 7-year. So we have 2014, that's 214, that's the number 7. So you had 11/11 this month in a 7-year. A 7-year means collective consciousness. It's good for intentions. It's manifestation time. So you're manifesting things in such a way, and you don't realize it. So you have to be very careful of how you think. The thoughts that you project out there are the things that you're bringing back to yourself. So it behooves you to think wonderful, wonderful, nurturing thoughts, even about people you really don't care for. Send them some blessings, because if they're that horrible to you, then they need some blessings. They need blessings more than the next. So that's your little bit, my little bit of well wishes to you on this November month, 2014. Looking forward to the energies lifting a little bit, coming along near the end of the month, and we'll stop seeing the shadowy stuff that's causing us to be out of sorts and discombobulated, so to speak. We have a show tonight, at least I think so. I have a guest co-host tonight, and she's a wonderful, wonderful person that I met a while ago, and I think I'd like to introduce her to everyone. Her name is Yahura, and I'm going to open up her mic right now and give her a shout-out, say hi, and she's going to spend the rest of this hour with me. And in a moment, I have her. Yahura, you're on the air. Can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear you. Greetings, salutations, blessings, prosperity, and joy to each one of you that are listening in. I am so glad and honored, and it's a blessing to be a blessing to you, and you can be a blessing to me. I met Duchess, it's almost 7 years now, at a retreat, yes, in Virginia. And she was so, she has such a welcoming spirit. In fact, she had on this cologne, that Nag Champa, and she made sure the next time she saw me, she gave me a bottle, and I still wear it. She's taught me some of the things that I want to do on my bucket list. For example, attending an Indian Native American sweatshop. I'm so excited that I will be doing that soon, thanks to you.
Yeah, you will.
Yes, I will. And it's just every time I hear your show, I just come away with such renewed energy. So whatever is going on in my life during that week, it's like the raindrops falling from the sky. It just goes into a little puddle.
So thank you. You got me grinning from ear to ear.
Well, I am just excited because energy, we all are composed of energy.
That's right. We're going to talk about that flow of energy tonight.
Yeah, the flow of energy, and I'm excited about learning about that and you talking about it. So that's a little bit about me.
Shall we get started?
Yes. We have so much to
talk
about.
Talk about this flow stuff? That's
yes.
Right. Because I've read books in the past about staying in the now and being in the now. They have the author, what's his name, Eckhart Tolle, or Tolle, who wrote,
yeah.
You know, about being in the now. And being in the now is the most magical space that we can be in. And the most phenomenal thing about being in the now, I was talking to a woman the other day, and she brought up the term flow. And so I wanted to know, what is it to be in flow? And some of you out here may have heard it termed as being in the zone. When you have athletes doing their thing and they're zoned out, they're being in the zone. Well, it's an energy flow that we can all get locked. It's a mental state. And it's that mental state when we're performing an activity. You know, any fully immersed feeling that energizes your focus. So that's what I want to talk about tonight, getting involved in that energy and enjoying the process of the activity that we're in. And once we find flow or able to kickstart flow into our life, we'll find that we'll be happier, more joyous, because it's such a spontaneously joyous feeling. It's almost like rapture, getting it real excited, because I've been there before, and I didn't know that's what it was called.
Hmm.
So I want to start by saying that flow is not to be mistaken for what some people call hyper-focus. You know, some people get hyper-focused. That's when you're sitting there and you're playing on your computer and you get yourself involved in a computer game and you forget about the dishes needing to be washed, or you forget about the baby's diaper needing to be changed, or you forget about the wife needing a hug. You're so involved in the computer game that, you know, you lose time of day, night. That's not what flow is. Flow is not so much, you know, like time, losing time playing games or getting off track. I'll tell you, an example of hyper-focus, I have this young man that I was working with last week, and he was working with me, and he had a task that he had to perform, and we handled packages. He must have left this center with packages strewn all over the place. He got lost in conversation with this 18-year-old girl that he's smitten with, down in some other office. He was so hyper-focused on his concentration with her that he forgot that he was at work, and he had packages waiting for him to take care of. Now, that's what being hyper-focused can do to you. Flow is not like that. When you're in flow, you experience the activity as naturally or as an inward reward. You have almost become one with the experience. All of us have probably been there, in that place where we were so engrossed in what we were doing that we lost track of time. Maybe you were working on your favorite hobby or performing a task at work. Maybe you were cooking the entire Thanksgiving dinner and you just got so involved in what you were doing, listening to great music. How about dancing? And I know a lot of y'all know what it's like when you're making love. That's flow. You are locked in that focus. I hear you laughing. You laughing, Yahura. Tell me, Yahura. People have been. That's flow.
Yes, it is. And when you said that, it gave me memories. It's like, ooh, mercy, mercy, mercy.
You're so crazy. Okay, so maybe you were, let's change that little bit of subject there. Maybe you were engrossed in one of those conversations that was so absorbing and went on into the night. Now, you know, we've all been there. We just didn't know that it was, there's a term for it, and this term was given by some psychologist. He's a wonderful, wonderful guy, and he termed it flow, that zone, when you're just in the zone. Flow springs from both mental and physical sources, from activities you perform alone. Sometimes you can have flow in a group. Well, you know, if you're involved in making love, you're not flowing by yourself. So one of the best ways to know you were in flow is you only realize how gratifying it felt when you look back on it. While you're in growth, only the doing is real. So when you're there, you know, and you can do this, you can be involved at work in flow. Okay, he said that there are some guidelines to being in the flow, and we're going to let everyone know that when you're in flow, it's not the same thing as being in the moment, but when you're in flow, you must be in the moment, but you can be in the moment and in the now without being in flow. So there is a difference. One can be done without the other, but then the other cannot be done unless you're doing the other. Did I confuse everybody with that statement? I hope not.
Maybe an example.
The test.
An example.
Jump in. Jump in here anytime you want to jump in here. You just say, hey, I got something to say.
Yeah, can you give us a little example of how you can, yeah.
The difference between the two?
Please.
Well, when you're in flow, you know, the task is a challenging task, and it can require skill. Okay, when you're in flow, you concentrate. When you're in flow, there are clear goals that you're reaching to accomplish. When you get immediate feedback, you're in flow, because while you're doing this, you're getting immediate feedback. Sometimes we have a deep, effortless involvement. We are so involved when we're in flow that it's just something that just comes. It's like we're not on autopilot, but it's almost as though the ego's not doing the work. Spirit is doing the work. Spirit has taken over and is doing whatever it is you're doing. There is a sense of control without thinking about it, or a sense of self. The sense of self just totally vanishes and time stops. Now, when you're in the moment, that's mindfulness. When you're in the moment, and I'll get into that, but one small example of being in the now is that you're not thinking about what you're going to do tomorrow. In other words, you and I are on the air, and we would be in the moment if we're not thinking, boy, when this is over, I'll be able to go get me something to eat. You're in the moment. You're locked into what you're doing, but you're not in flow because we're just hanging out. You know, you're not engaged, and you know we're not engaged, and totally losing track of time. That's did you understand that?
That was simple. Yes, yes. Thank you.
Okay. I hope I explained it.
Thank you very much. You're making it
plain. I'm learning this myself too. You know, because I didn't know until she mentioned it to me, and I told her. I gave her an example of me at my job, and she said, oh, my goodness, that's a prime example of flow. I said, wow, I didn't know that's what it was called. So when you want to, they say living the good life, a happy life is characterized by flow, because you're always, when you're there, you have a sense of, hey, I'm all that in a bag of chips, and I know what I'm doing, and it's going right. You know, you have this complete absorption in what you're doing. Being in flow is good for us because it's fulfilling. And the satisfaction get from it is lasting and reinforcing. And people wonder why I love my job at UPS so much. Because, not because it's mindless, but because when I go there, I'm in flow, I'm mindful, I know what I'm doing, and then when I leave, it's like I leave that behind and I'm off to go someplace else. And I enjoy the time that I've spent there. When we experience flow, it leads us to be involved in life rather than be alienated from it, to enjoy the activities that we're doing rather than to find them dreary, to have a sense of control rather than helplessness, and we feel a strong sense of self rather than unworthiness. All these factors saturate life with meaning and brings about a richer sense of happiness. So, how do we turn on that flow? Well, one researcher suggests, I think he has 8 strategies to increase the flow experience in your life. And I guess you and I can kind of give example. I'll give you what this researcher says, and we can see if we can find some examples of how we feel we have control of a particular situation and use that situation to move us on through the other steps.
Okay, sounds great.
Well, the first one is control attention. To reach the state of flow engagement in whatever we're doing, we have to train ourselves to keep our attention fully concentrated on whatever it is we're doing. And I think one of the ways to begin teaching ourselves that is to practice meditation, especially the focus on deep breathing meditation without any visualization, just some music playing in the background, no words, and you just breathe in and breathe out. And when you find your mind wandering off to the fire truck going by, say, oops, focus back to the breath and breathe in and breathe out. And before you know it, you'll be there. You know? Controlled attention can also mean not planning dinner, like we said, you know, reminding yourself about an appointment. So you see, when you're in flow, you're in the now, in the moment. Okay, so you're going to do all the things that bring you in the now so that you can happen to achieve flow. So you don't remind you, huh?
Go ahead. That was just an affirmation. I was saying, okay, I got it. The light went off. Bing, 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 bing.
Okay, so, you know, you don't think about the appointments, you 2 o'clock appointment you have, and just paying attention to the thing that you're doing right now. In our culture of short attention spans, people are always doing. Remember you and I were talking one day about being or doing, you know, human doing? You know, just doing. That's all we do is do. Go here, go there. And I remember I used to have a calendar with so much on it that I didn't have time to think. Right now, in the state of Virginia, Northern Virginia, I refuse to take routes that pull me on the toll road because those are people who are in a hurry,
mm-hmm.
okay?
Mm-hmm.
I take the regular roads, and I call them the scenic routes. Even if I'm stuck in traffic, I am never in a hurry. I am not in a hurry. I'm looking at everything around me. I'm focused on the scenery that's right there as I'm driving along, the cars on either side of me. Another thing I noticed that people who are in a hurry, they take showers.
Mm-hmm.
People who like flow will take a bath and sit there in the warm water and do maybe some white light bathing meditation. Those are your people who appreciate the experience of flow because they want to just do nothing for all of maybe 30 minutes. And then if they feel the water has gotten dirty, then what they'll do is they'll let that water drain out and then they'll take the shower.
Mm-hmm.
Because right. they're not in a hurry. Mm-hmm. So another way to control, you know, to grab some control is you can also do what this woman, Christina Diaz, says in her book, The Benefits of Positive Thinking, is to report to yourself in minute detail whenever whatever you're doing. Now, this I could not do. This would drive me crazy.
Okay, if, repeat that again. Report what?
It is report to yourself in minute detail whatever it is you're doing. Because you want to say in the moment, you know, you want to pick up that flow thing, you want to get, you want to be beginning to practice doing it. You're sitting there and you'll say to yourself, this is me typing on the keyboard of my laptop. This is me brushing my teeth. This is me talking to my mother. This is me talking on Blog Talk Radio. I mean, you know, this is so you can practice bringing yourself back to the present. That would drive me insane.
Mm-hmm. That sounds like the people that tweet. That what is it? Tweet. I'm in.
Yeah.
I'm driving now. I'm getting in my car. Every little detail.
Yeah. You know, it's like these are people who are just. But you don't have anything better to do. Who wants to know every minute what you're doing? That's for you to do for yourself. The second thing that he said is you can expand your boundaries. This is practicing and learning how to bring yourself to that flow state. He said you can break out of your routine and explore new interests and places and people. Enroll in a class. Join a club. Take up a new hobby. When you're learning something new, you're challenged and your attention is hooked. I love this part when he said this because I agree with him when it comes, especially when it comes to children. When children are brimming with curiosity, you see a curious child, they are blown away by learning something new. And they will stay there with that until they either get bored with it or they get upset because it's too challenging for them. But children are often in a state of flow, especially when they lock into something and they're trying to figure it out. I remember my son when my oldest son was a teenager. He came to me and he said, "Ma, do you know why children can solve the puzzle of the Rubik's Cube?" Remember that cube that if you took it out of its order, I got one here with UPS, and I dare anybody to take it out of order because it's a truck on one side, a track trail on the other side, the UPS logos on one. If you take this thing out of, start switching this cube around, I'll never be able to get it back. And he said the reason why children can solve the mystery of the Rubik's Cube is because they don't know that they can't. We as adults, we put ourselves into the I don't know how, oh, I can't do that. Oh, that is difficult. Oh, that is, like, really weird. Children don't know yet that they can't do something, so they just go ahead and do it, you know? So when we expand our boundaries, we can tap into our own inner child. We can ask ourselves what might be fun to try. When I was thinking about that, I said to myself, wow, you know what I'd like to try? You better laugh at me, Yahura.
What?
Yahura, I would really like to learn how to break dance.
Really?
I'm not twist around on the floor, but I would really like to do my feet like they do. I would watch them and it's like, oh, my goodness, I wish I could do that. If somebody would just take the time to show me how to flip my feet back and forth like they do, that I would be so happy.
Okay, well, that's going to happen for you.
So what I'm going to do is I need to put that on my bucket list, huh?
Right. I shared with you my bucket list a couple of weeks ago.
Yep, well, that's what I want to learn how to do. And I should have enough nieces and nephews around me, but I'm not around them, that they could teach me how to do that.
Uh-huh.
You know, if they would have the patience with me, because in this day and age, the teenagers, the young people, they don't have any patience. You know?
We won't talk about that right now. You're right. Let's go on and expand our boundaries.
Okay.
Number three.
That's what I want to do.
Well,
yeah, okay. Look at her moving me right along here. Okay, number three. Okay, let's learn what flows. Flow isn't the same thing as pleasure. In fact, you feel no emotion while you're in flow. There's no emotion, either positive or negative. You're simply engrossed in the doing. It's afterwards that you feel the satisfaction and sense of fulfillment flow provides. Now let's go back to that that making love thing.
Okay.
When you're in flow, you are at your climax state. So you have become, this is my imagination, this is my explanation of it. You have become one with your partner in that split instance. There's no positive, no negative, there just is. And then
yes,
as you
is.
Come down, yeah, as you come down, you reflect back on, and that's when you feel the satisfaction and sense of fulfillment flow provides. And see, the only thing that example I can give about me personally with flow is my work, because that's where I find my flow these days. I don't fly into anywhere else. Okay?
Okay.
I know my job extremely well, and I'm responsible for getting packages to customers that my drivers can't find because of a poor address. And sometimes I get annoyed when someone distracts me because it breaks flow. I mean, I am so on it. When I'm doing my work, I am so there. And someone will come by me, oh, why are you looking so serious? Is something wrong? Oh, I can't stand it. Now I got an attitude. I'll turn around and, yeah, something is wrong now. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it wasn't wrong before, but it's wrong
because
now.
Because they broke your flow.
Absolutely. It's
okay.
Like, well, they'll say, well, wow, why are you looking so mean? You know, well, can I borrow your pen? Well, you know what? You are a UPS driver. Do you know how many UPS pens there are all over the? Why you got to come all the way over here to borrow this one pen that's not even a UPS pen? You got to borrow my pen to write on your piece of paper. They broke in my flow.
Okay.
So, see, I'm comfortable being challenged to find the customer's package. I'm comfortable with that challenge. And one lady I was training last week, she says, have you ever thought of getting a job as a detective? Because you definitely know how to find people. Because I do. Anybody, you want to find somebody you haven't seen in a long time, just give me the name, and you tell me the last state they lived in, I will find them. Because that's how I have to find these packages.
Very
and
good.
I love it. I love it. You know? So... okay, let's move on to number four.
Okay.
Try to transform routine tasks. You know, it's about being bored with life. Transform boring moments by creating what we call microflow experiences with your own goals and rules. And they gave some little, you know, they gave some little, I guess, dinky examples. Like being in the doctor's office and listening to the music, you're bored out of your mind, and you know, like waiting to be called. Start listening to that elevated music they play in the doctor's office,
mm-hmm.
and start making your own lyrics to them. who knows, you might become a songwriter. But start making little ditties in your head. Do things, anything that grabs your attention and focus will produce a microflow. Microflows, sometimes I'm sitting in the doctor's office and I try to see, is this this spiral-looking sign that people say is the gratitude symbol. And I'm sitting there seeing how many times I can see this gratitude symbol all around this office or on people's clothes or on the floor. You know, so people think I'm crazy, but I'm doing something to while away the time because it's like, ooh, I'm not in a hurry.
Right.
Really not in a hurry.
And you're also displaying and focusing and giving back the gratitude, because not too
Absolutely.
Many people know what that gratitude symbol is.
Right.
I have it on my computer.
Okay.
I found one at a store. I think it was Home Goods. And when I saw it, I have got to have that, the gratitude symbol.
Uh-huh. Yep.
But I just want to add something here to make sure it's right, correct. When you
okay.
transform your routine, what did you say, transform? Anyway, you're creating micro goals.
Transform, yeah, routine tasks. We lost the caller. Somebody wanted to ask us a question. They just popped off. I'm sorry that they left us. Go ahead.
I was just want to add here that when you create your micro goals, that's allowing the creativity to do its work within your spirit, within your soul. That's
mm-hmm.
how creativity is born and comes out of you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, after all, we do create our own reality, don't we?
Yes, we do.
You ready for a caller? We have a caller online. They came back. You ready to take a call?
Great.
Okie dokie. Hi, caller. How you doing? You want to give us your name and where you calling from?
I'm calling from North Carolina.
How
oh,
are
great.
You today, North Carolina? That voice
How are
sounds
y'all
so
doing
familiar.
This evening?
You heard?
How are you? I was
it's
talking.
Great.
I was listening for the in the flow, and it just reminded me that I like the show. It's really good, and I was in the flow while I was listening. You know,
oh, very
I
good.
Think, you know, I was just some other things that were going on, and as I'm listening, I'm just totally zoned the other world, part of the world out, and I was in the flow while I was listening. But I was also been on the social media a lot, and you know, there's a lot saying, you know, how people have, you know, they're too focused in their phones, and there's not enough conversation with other people as far as person to person, you know. But then I had to think, you know, when y'all were discussing like the doctor's office, and you're sitting there waiting. A lot of times I'll pull out my phone, and you know, just some of the jokes or just some of the social media. I rescue my boredom by being in the flow on my phone, and I even have a couple of puzzles, like mind testing puzzles. And I find
mm-hmm.
that sometimes when I'm doing my mind testing puzzles, I'm actually in meditation because I'm answering questions that I've probably had all day, and I'm getting the answers to them. And I've moved along the puzzle and hadn't even realized that how far along the puzzle I am because I'm in the flow.
Right. I never thought of that when
Very
people are
good.
Sitting here
ding,
with
ding,
their
ding,
phone.
Ding, 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 ding.
Right, ding, 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 yeah, you know. But I love
I'm
the
like,
show. This is great.
Thank you
and
so
I've,
much
I've
for calling
to,
in.
Yeah, I listen to Duchess quite often, but it's Uhura?
Yes.
Yeah, your voice sounds fabulous over the air.
Oh, well, thank you, North Carolina.
Yeah, you're welcome. You're welcome. You're welcome. But I'm going to get off. I still have some other things I'm doing, but I just wanted to give a shout-out and call in.
Okay, but you're going to do
well,
them in the flow,
you.
Correct?
Yeah, absolutely. I am.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, I hear you got a follower, Yohora. We got to have you back all the time.
Okay. It would be my pleasure, my honor.
Okay. I can't wait for us to get off the air so I can listen to hear how your voice sounds over the air.
Okay.
No comment? Okay.
Let you listen. Okay. This is my gift.
Okay. Number five.
Okay.
Number five, they're talking about flowing conversation. This is a hard one for me. It says you can create flow moments while you're in conversation by listening very closely to what the other person is saying and on your reaction to their words. See how much you can learn about the speaker and give them space to expand their ideas. Imagine what emotions they might be feeling. You know, he said at one point, you can ask, and then what happened? What did you think about that? Now, this is a hard one for me because I'm an empath, and it's like I'm a baby empath. I say it baby because, you know, I need to learn how to utilize my gift better. Because it's hard for some empath because we get so there in the person's conversation sometimes that while they're speaking, it's hard for me to keep quiet before letting them know how that I know how they feel. It's like they've got me on the edge of my seat sometimes in a conversation, and I'm just feeling them. I'm all there with them. And it's hard for me to contain myself. So this is one that I have to practice on.
Yes, so many people. So many people do not know how to listen.
Mm-hmm.
It's an art to listen. And I've been told by several people, oh, you're a great listener. What you may want to do while they're talking is to jot down the things that you agree with, the ideas or the emotions that you can, so you can say, well, you know, this is my experience. This is what I went through. And it's parallel to what you went through. But in the meantime, just keep quiet and just listen to them. Listen to what they're saying. Hang on to the words. And a lot of people just can't associate with just quietness and stillness and no noise at all.
Right.
And when I'm talking to people and they said, well, do you don't have anything to say? No, because I'm listening to you.
Mm-hmm.
Once you finish, then I'll give you, as you said, the feedback.
Right.
We can sing together, as my dad says, we can sing together, but we can't talk together.
That's true. Let me know when it's my turn because I got a question.
Your turn.
It has to do with me engaged in conversation. When I'm engaged in conversation with someone and they're talking about something that, number one, I already know about, or number two, I know that the circumstances have changed surrounding what they're saying, and I really don't want them to feel like a fool for going on and on and on explaining something to me that I already know about, or I already know that it's not like that anymore. What do I do? Let them go ahead and talk and talk and talk? Then when it's my turn to say, oh, yeah, well, you know, I was the one that did so-and-so, that's why.
Okay,
right.
It depends. If you're in person, you may have to excuse yourself. If you're on the phone, you know, I got something on the stove. The timer just went off.
It's not like that. Sometimes I don't know how to interrupt them to tell them that's a moot point. That's not even like that anymore. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead.
What that is doing is wasting your energy.
For me to listen, right?
Because you already know truth.
Thank
of that
you.
Situation. Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, I have people say, you know what, I can't nobody talk to you. Because you, sometimes I've been told, oh, you think you know everything. So now I let people go on and talk. You know, it's okay. But then they'll say, well, how come you didn't tell me that? Why you let me do all of that talking? You already knew so-and-so. So, you know, sometimes you can get caught between a rock and a hard place.
True.
I guess you're getting, I'm changing the subject.
Yeah, and it's an art. It takes practice to be able to really listen
right.
and get the right words that they're attempting to say.
Mm.
Okay.
Yeah. So we're on number six?
Yes.
Smart leisure, whatever that was. Yeah, basically, while you may need some decompression time after a busy day at work, I think what this means, the smart leisure, don't get yourself caught up in just going to the TV or missing out. That's what I do because I feel like my decompression time is watching television shows that I can't watch in the evening that make me laugh because I'm working. I like to laugh. So I might sit until maybe 1 o'clock in the morning watching Mike and Molly, watching Big
yes.
Bang Theory, you know,
yes.
and I should be in the bed sleeping. But
I agree.
He says you should find a hobby.
I agree that laughter is the best medicine. And for me, I don't watch the news at night. I, like
mm-hmm.
you, look at the even if the reruns. Sanford and Son. What else? Good Times. Mike and Molly. And what's the other guy?
You watch Mike
King
and Molly?
King of Queens. Yeah, I just got into that. King and Queen.
Do you like,
but anything that,
like
that can bring laughter to my soul. Pardon?
You like Victoria? The sister of Mike and Molly.
Oh, she's
a trip.
She's
I like Victoria.
We all, you know, everybody has their own personality.
Yeah, okay. I take mm-hmm. it. Victoria is not someone that you can take a liking to. I love Victoria because she is fresh. She is so out there.
Yes, she is.
She is always in flow.
Ah,
look at Victoria.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
She
yeah,
is always
she is. Yes, she
focused
is.
In flow.
Yes, she is.
You know, weird, but focused. I get hooked on playing a game with my grandchildren, too. That's how I can settle them down where I don't feel like I'm being distracted and my brain is running over. When I get a game and we're sitting there and we're focused.
Okay.
So number seven, he calls it smart work. Do you think your job is boring and routine? You know, and I think that's what a lot of people where I work find their job boring and routine. But I believe we have to remember to recreate our own reality. So we know we have to go beyond the minimum requirements and see what excellent services, you know, I can, you know, what can I do to make my job feel better to me, for me to look forward to coming to work.
Exactly. Very good. I like that.
Yeah, I think I have told, I have heard people say, yeah, I can't stand this job. This job sucks. And I look at them very nicely say, well, do you know if this job makes you feel that uncomfortable, you really should quit. Because there is somebody out there that would really enjoy having this job that you think sucks.
Mm-hmm.
I have drivers that shut up when I say that because they know they're making good money.
Mm.
You know, well, quit your job. If you don't like it, don't go. Find another one. Why go someplace where you're going to be miserable? Just because you need a dollar? Oh, well, then you better find something to like about it. That dollar that you go to make every day. Oh, I'm so happy I'm going to work today. Can't wait to get there. Go make me another $35 an hour. Sing about it.
Mm.
And that's what I feel. You know, so we create our own reality. When I want to get a package to a customer, that's a challenge to me. You know, I can't wait. When I'm finished finding that customer, I mean, I may handle maybe 100 to 200 packages a night. So I talk about one package, and every one package gets my attention. each one gets my attention. When I make a correction, I've made the receiver happy, the shipper happy, my driver is happy. So, ergo, I am happy.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Very good.
So we got to boost our morale, ourselves. Okay. And number eight, they talk about striving for super flow. What, sound like we're talking about some woman whose name is Flo, huh? Super flow.
Striving for super flow? Okay.
Yes. That's what it is. When you're absorbed in what you're doing to the maximum degree, you may enter a state of peacefulness that kicks all the attributes of flow a notch higher and leaves you with even greater satisfaction and fulfillment. Here's our favorite term, Uhura. It's like flow on steroids.
Okay. Pump it up.
Nothing like pumping it up. Okay? But it comes with practice. You know, you got to really train yourself to focus more and more deeply in the moment. Flow is mindfulness in action. It's being fully present in the here and now and responding to whatever it is you are doing with curiosity and engagement and an intention to do it well. Practice it in your life and you'll be blown away by how much richer life becomes. As soon as you honor the present moment, all unhappiness and struggle dissolve, and life begins to flow with joy and ease. When you act out the present moment, awareness, whatever you do becomes filled with a sense of quality, care, and love. Even the most simple action. Flow is always found in the power of the present moment of the now, but every experience of the now will not always put you in flow. Sometimes we must learn how to be in the present moment or now experience to understand when we are in flow.
Mm.
So that brings us back to Eckhart Tolle and his book, The Power of Now, A Guide to Spiritual Enlightenment. And with him, he always asked the question, do you know how to live in the present moment? And we've had gurus and wise people and, you know, throughout all the ages and Eastern cultures, and they've always spoken to us about the power of living in the present moment, but most of us find it difficult to achieve this. I even heard things like, the past is gone forever, the future really doesn't exist in the present. It's the only thing that's promised to us, and that's our gift from our Creator. That's why it is called the present, right here and now. So they say that when we live in the present moment, you can't live in that moment if you're always thinking things like, I will be happy when I get that job promotion. If only my husband hadn't had an affair, my life would have been so much better. Wow. When I've lost weight, I'll really start living. Or, because they left me, my dreams are gone. You know, statements like that are examples of people living either in the past or the future.
Hmm. Okay.
And the trick to accessing real power is to find out how to live fully right now, no matter what your present circumstances or your past history is. When we're living in the now, it leads to a powerful sense of freedom. That's how we experience the power of now. We can live it through and experience it through meditation. I said that earlier.
Mm-hmm,
and the practice of meditation can... Mm-hmm. And it can help you. It really can help you, especially, I mean, throughout everything that I researched on on this website, when talking about this topic, everyone brings back that a very simple form of meditation is simply to sit quietly and bring your attention to your breath.
That's right.
Continue to refocus your full attention on your breathing, in and out, in and out. If your mind wanders, don't worry, but gently draw your attention back to your breathing. Sitting and giving your full attention to the simple act of your own breathing can give you a pure experience of the present moment. And once you start that process, you can really begin to experience and appreciate the joy of flow, which is the topic that we are with tonight. The joy of flow. Once again, before we take the subject, we're going to do a little summary thing here. In flow, you are truly experiencing the true power of now. You will be unaware of any other thoughts or even emotion. But you will be experiencing a deep sense of joy and oneness if you are able to regularly experience flow in your life. You will begin reporting that you have high levels of contentment and fulfillment in your life. You can start letting go of your anxieties as you are learning to live with the power of now. Okay, Yvonne, I'm getting ready to lose my voice again.
Okay, we got a few more to go after striving for super flow. What's the next one?
Well, we're looking at how we can stay, we can figure out how to get into the now moment so that we can achieve that super flow. You know, we got to remove anxiety. They say anxiety is often tied to the future and what might happen, or the past and what has happened before.
Mm-hmm.
As we learn to experience life just as it is right now, we will find that we no longer have the need to hold on to our fears and anxiety. Like, let me see, for some people, it can be hard to let go of things. So I talked about doing some ritual type things a while ago when you have things that are bothering you. I love doing this. I love doing this. I love turning them over. I'll write down this. I do energy work on stuff. I'll write it down. Oh, please, please. You know, like when something is really bothering me, I write it down. And then right up underneath it, I write it down 3 times. You know, like my leasing office. Oh, they're really getting them under my leasing office. Oh, my leasing office. Mm-hmm. I write it down 3 times, and I say, underneath it, I write, I turn you over to divine expression for the universe to embrace you. You feel the love I send to you unconditionally, and so it is. And if I want the leasing office to leave me alone, I fold this little teeny piece of paper 3 times away from me, and then I do a little ritual of letting it go.
Mm-hmm.
I might flush it down the toilet. That's water cleansing. That's the toilet, but albeit it's water, and it's cleansing, and it's washing the energy flow away from me.
Right.
Or you can put
it
in, you can burn it.
Right.
Did you say burn it?
Yes, burn it.
Yeah,
that's what I do.
You can burn it, or you can bury it. Take it in the backyard and put it in the ground. Just bury it and send blessings to it. So you're not doing anything or wishing any ill will towards anybody or anything. We are all energy. And so you are sending this annoyance, some positive energy flow their way, and you're asking your creator, the universe, spirit, that which you believe in, to please take care of this for you so that it doesn't give you all this anxiety and angst and you don't have to carry it around with you and you want to take it out of your head. It's a wonderful way of letting it just let it go. Like that little song, that Disney song, Let It Go. Let it go. Okay?
So we
no matter what
you can burn it, flush it, or bury it.
Absolutely. However you want to get rid of it. And I used to go when I lived in Rhode Island. Say that again, BFC?
BFB, burn, flush, or bury.
Burn, flush, or bury. Sounds good. I used to love to do my stuff at the ocean. Now, it looks like we're going to be out of time, but we're not, because I always schedule the show for a little teeny bit over, in case we go a little teeny bit over. Okay? Because everyone likes us to do a card. They like for us to pull a card.
Okay.
And I decided to pull a card from the Whimsical Tarot tonight. And the Whimsical Tarot is a nursery rhyme tarot deck. It's really cute. And the card that was pulled for tonight was a Major Arcana, which means it's a card from Spirit. It's not a mundane card. That would be, it's not from the mundane world. That would be a Minor Arcana. So this is a Major Arcana. So this is Spirit related. And the card that was pulled for tonight is the World.
Mm.
And since it's the Whimsical Tarot, and it's nursery rhyme related, we have Glinda, the Good Witch of the South, from the story of the Wizard of Oz. I thought that would be interesting for people. I'm going to give you the description, and then I'm going to give you Glinda's advice.
Okay.
Glinda, the Good Witch of the South, has the magical ability to bring us everything we desire in this life. After all, she has experience. Through her efforts, the Scarecrow got a brain and the Tin Man a heart. The Cowardly Lion got a dose of courage, and Dorothy gained the power to get back home. She managed to give them every tool they lacked to move forward in life and successfully reach their goal. All they had to do was put those tools to use. Now, everyone out there in our listening audience, here's Glinda's advice to you. No better card can float through a spread than the World. It indicates the achievement of perfect balance between the physical and spiritual realms, and that's what we're all trying to accomplish. It means you have the world by the tail, so to speak, and that all your goals are now within reach. Everything is in place. All you have to do is tie up the loose ends. Look at all the facets of the situation and find a way to blend them together. It may take a little work, but you can handle it. If you need help, call upon forces seen and unseen, keeping the balance between the spiritual and physical. Look at each piece of the puzzle, then meditate upon finding its perfect fit. When the answers come, carefully put each piece properly in place. This is not as difficult as it sounds. You have the tools. You are the master. The real difficulties and complexities are past you now. Take action. Complete the cycle. Wait for your dreams to come to fruition. That's from Glinda,
the good witch. The Good Witch. Very good.
Yeah, this sounds good, huh? So, tell us what you think. You coming back again?
Do you want me to come back? Yes, I'd love to come back.
Yeah, we want you to come back.
I'd love to come back. I've learned so much from this session. And ending it with Glinda, the Good Witch, from the South, bring balance to the spiritual and the physical world, my physical and spiritual world. That's just what I needed. Just what I needed. So,
absolutely.
Yes, I would love to come back. And then the BFB, the burning and the flushing and the burying.
Yes.
You said write it down three times, fold it away from you.
If you want it to go away from you. If it's something you want to come to you, you know, something good you want to come to you,
right.
Like say, you know, it's a job, you know, I want this really job, you know, please send this job to me. Then you bring it, you fold it towards you three times.
Okay.
Then I lay it on my altar if I want to keep it.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to keep it, I lay it on my altar. If I want it to go away from me, I'll flush it.
Right, okay.
Bury it, burn it, you know. So you ready for our next show?
Ready for the next show. So this is the end of The Joy of Flow by Living in the Now. This sounds feminine, flow, and now sounds masculine to me.
Absolutely. Such balance. Mm-hmm. What do you think?
Yes, the perfect balance, yes.
The balance?
Mm-hmm.
The balance. Masculine and feminine?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. So
okay,
we got the two energies working for us.
Yes. The flow, the joy and the flow in the now.
Absolutely. So, everybody want to meet Uhura and I here on December the 7th. You know, she said she'll come back. We'll see.
Okay.
We had a listener that really likes her voice. I can't wait for us to get off the air so I can hear her voice.
Okay.
This is so cool. Thank
okay.
you so much
Thank
for being here.
Thank you, and namaste.
Namaste. And I
want to
thank our listening audience. Absolutely.
Have a great week, and remember Glenda, the good witch is with you. Yes. All right. Namaste.
Okay, everybody. Namaste. Thank you for listening out there. I am so happy to be here with you tonight and with Uhura. This is Duchess signing
and
out.
Uhura.
And bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you.